The Packers postseason stays alive, and we're headed to Arizona. Thanks for stopping by Packers.com. I'm Lauren Majera. The Packers have struggled with injuries the past couple of weeks, but showed positive signs as a few faces have returned to practice. Sam Shields hasn't been fully cleared on the concussion protocol just yet, but head coach Mike McCarthy says he had a great workout on Tuesday and even did some on-field work at practice. On the offensive side of the ball, after missing the last three games due to a high ankle sprain, David Bakhtiari was also able to participate, but he's listed as limited on the injury report. The left tackle will be a game-time decision and says that you can replace a player, but you can't replace chemistry. He's referring to the way that he and Josh Sitton work together and says that it will be very beneficial to have them both on the field against Arizona.
The last time we played the game, we had four, and then with Brian going down mid-game, and then a couple guys shuffling in. That's always frustrating, but it'd be good this week having all five of us out there. That'd be nice.
Anytime you can get your number one guy out there, no matter what position it is, definitely gives your team a little bit of a boost. You know, you know he's the guy who's going to go out there. He's going to get the job done.
Devontae Adams did not practice after he injured his knee in Sunday's victory over the Redskins. If he's not fit to play Saturday, that opens up an opportunity for second-year wide receiver Jared Aberderis to fill his role.
Jared's done a good job for us. We've been given opportunities. You look at the tape, and he's open a lot of times, even when the ball doesn't go his way. So we got to find ways to put him in position to do what he does best and find a way to give him the ball.
Trust is something that's hard to earn, but once you earn it, it's easy to lose, too. So you got to make sure each day that you're doing the right thing. Whether it's in practice or, meetings, showing that you know what you're doing.
The Cardinals game 3 weeks ago was a display of everything the Packers say they're not. With four total turnovers, the Cardinals sacked Aaron Rodgers eight times and returned two of his fumbles for touchdowns.
I don't think either team thinks we're going to fool one another. I mean, this is going to be a football game that comes down to fundamentals, and obviously they clearly won in a decisive manner the last time we played, and this game will come down to fundamentals.
Fundamentals is exactly what the Packers have improved on. Taking a look back at the victory last week against the Redskins, the Packers only turned over the ball once, and Rodgers was only sacked once. In order to win this game, the Packers have to be effective and balanced in all three phases. Coach Mike McCarthy says it's all about stacking success, but can they do it against one of the NFC's most elite teams? We'll find out on Saturday. For Packers.com, I'm Lauren Majera.